Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, Rush Nation and all new listeners. I am Rob, and I will be your solo host tonight as we make our way through week 10 together. Lewis, unfortunately, has had laptop issues this week and will not be joining us tonight. However, he will be heading to the library tomorrow to do some editing. Such is his passion for the cause. Another reason why we need to keep our libraries open to give provision to the fantasy football community. If you haven't noticed, in the last few weeks, there's been a face we haven't seen as much of as in previous years, and that is our very own Andrew Pitts, Pitsy, to his friends and to many of you. We started Fast Action Friday together a few years ago now after a recommendation from Murph and Stocks to get stuck into doing some recording. That was during the pandemic. We had a hiatus and we brought it back post-pandemic last year with Lewis on board. However, with a new job and family life taking priority, Pitsy has decided to step away from the 5-Yard Rush team. Obviously, he will be missed on Fast Action Friday, and he's been a huge part of producing articles and the redraft team and really providing some really good advice to everyone who's there. And, you know, just being a part of that family that we've developed. And it does get said a lot that 5-Yard Rush is a family, and I know that Murph and Stocks would absolutely wholeheartedly agree with this. But he will be a huge loss to the group, and he will be for me as well. However, he is still a part of a huge fantasy league that we are part of. So he hasn't fully gone yet. So not from me, but yeah, he will be missed from here. You know, we wish him well for the future. That's not all the bad news I have as well. I will also be hanging up my 5-Yard cleats at the end of this season due to a new job and the life and times of being a father to a growing 2-year-old. And I'm going to try and man the Fast Action ship as much as I can to the end of the season, except next week. It is my early family Christmas, but I will try and be here as much as I can towards the end. And what Lewis does with it then is up to him. He can have the theme tune, the intros to the sections. But yeah, it's been an honor to have this opportunity and do it. For the time being, I have a job to do, and we have our section to look at, so let's hit Thursday Night Throwback. So a lot of people were talking about this game coming into the week, how the primetime games were a little bit of a letdown. This Thursday Night game between the Panthers and the Bears was uninspiring on paper, and that's exactly how it turned out to be. The Bears squeak away with a 16-13 victory, moving them to 3-7. While the Panthers lay stuck on 1-8. And the Bears, they have to be laughing about the first round pick that they got for that trade to get the Panthers to the number one pick. Let's talk about the number one pick, Bryce Young. He was 21 for 38 for 185 yards, plus an extra 3 carries for 18 yards. No passing touchdowns in this game. He's trying his best in a very, very tough situation. He was sacked 3 times, and a lot of throwing the ball away in this game, which is, I suppose, is a good sign in some cases. Doesn't want to get those sacks and lose yardage for his team. Some of them were very close to being picked off again, but he was very fortunate that that didn't happen. There has to be some real thought about, you know, this passing offense and how he's going to fit into it, and you know how they're going to protect him so he can pass the ball at his very best, because some of his passes have not been what we've seen from his college days. All 3 scrambles that he had, they all went for first down, so he was doing as much as he could to keep the plays alive, and they did go for a lot on the fourth down, particularly later on in the game. Ultimately, the Bears did enough to shut the shop, and the offense was limited to just getting in range for field goals. So not the best fantasy performance for Bryce Young in this game, which is continuing a trend, to be honest. Tyson Badgett, on the other hand, 20 of 33 completed for 182 yards, and another 6 carries for 12 downs. Half of his completions were for first downs, and there were some good connections with Cole Kmet, DJ Moore. They accounted for half the completions in this game. He was trying his hardest to move the chains long. You know, they did very well linking up with the running game as well. So they didn't really light the game up as much as that fantasy players would want them to. But I think this was a match where everyone was watching, and they did well not to turn the ball over. They played very safe, in my opinion. In terms of offensive skill players, not a whole lot to report on in this game. I think the final score demonstrates that already. This was a Dante Foreman revenge game, and he got the majority of the carries for the Bears, 21 carries for 80 yards, and the only offensive touchdown of the game, which came in the third quarter. So not a very good first half to start with, aside from something we'll talk about in a bit. Adam Thielen got the most receptions on the night. That was 6 receptions from 10 targets for 42 yards. But DJ Moore was the only player to go over 50 yards receiving, and that was 58 yards from 5 receptions. So unless you had Foreman or perhaps Cole Kmet in tight end premium leagues with his 5 receptions for 45 yards, you probably came away from this match with a disappointing night. That is, if you actually decided to start these players in this game. Defensively, the fact that both quarterbacks played a relatively sensible game, well, stats-wise, they did anyway, and got rid of the ball a lot quicker than normal meant a quiet night for the defensive fronts. Chicago only managed 3 sacks, which, funnily enough, is below Bryce's average for the season. Carolina didn't manage any sacks, and there were no interceptions or forced fumbles, but Carolina did help themselves with that excellent kick return score. In doing so, they scored more touchdowns than the Panthers offense did that night, which is hard for me to say as a Panthers fan, but you've got to hope for the future. Unfortunately, the Bears have got our first round pick. So let's quickly move on from Thursday night, as a lot of people will have done. Let's go into injury report. Biggest news of the week for fantasy players is that Kyler Murray is back. The quarterback returns after the ACL injury that kept him out since week 14 of last year's campaign. Josh Dobbs has kept the seat warm, aside from last week, and let's hope the Cardinals make the best of what's left of the season, or not, and they go for a sooner pick. Let's see. However, this also times itself nicely with James Conner's potential return from IR after that week 5 knee injury. Let's see if that double punch, that 1-2 punch, will do anything for the Cardinals' offense. Unfortunately, as one QB arrives, another one makes a hasty exit. And that goes in addition to the other ones that have happened in the last few weeks. Daniel Jones, who had only just returned from a neck injury, now misses the rest of the season with that deadly Achilles tear that seems to be catching everyone a lot more than usual this year. Tommy DeVito has stepped up and become the 10th rookie to start this season, because Tyrod Taylor's on IR, and that 10th rookie start is an NFL record. But experienced veteran Matt Barkley and new signing Jacob Eason are waiting in the wings to support should DeVito not be the answer that the Giants are looking for. Another rookie who started this year and is taking off is CJ Stroud. This week, it looks like the signal caller will be without Nico Collins, who has missed 3 practices so far this week. and it looks very unlikely that he'll play. He's been struggling with a calf injury since the last gas win against the Bucks. Stroud could also be missing Dameon Pierce this week, as he was also absent from practice on Friday. Another running back injury, Keaton Mitchell for the Ravens. He's been struggling with a hamstring injury after that standout performance against the Seahawks last week. His status for the contest against the Browns is now up in the air. But the team on the other side is suffering too. Pierre Strong is questionable this week, and the Browns are missing some key offensive linemen, which might affect their performance in this game too. Could this be another week of Hopkins getting some good kicks here for the Browns? We'll have to see if Dustin can dust off those boots. Let's move on to weak points.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So straight in, weakest against quarterbacks is the Los Angeles Chargers. That is 20.9 fantasy points on average per game. Jared Goff is coming off a bye, so this could be a great game for the Lions if they have planned for 2 weeks to face the Chargers. The offense has been faltering quite a lot. A lot of three and outs have been coming in, and the opposing defenses have done quite a lot to shut that down. This could give Goff plenty of time, plenty of drives to make his mark in this game. And a lot of people feel the same. A lot of people think that Goff can come away from this game as at least a top three quarterback. A little bit hesitant to commit to that as well, but the matchup is there. Second is the Commanders. They are 20.8 fantasy points conceded on average a game, and they are at the Seahawks, and away at the Seahawks. That's going to be a tough game. I don't think we can rule out another Geno interception, but this is the best chance for Smith to bounce back. We've just got to keep an eye on some of his wide receivers. There's been a bit of up and down with questionable limited practices and full practices. So just make sure you know who the wide receivers are in this game before you put Geno in. Third, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have conceded 20.8 fantasy points at home to the Titans this week. They are at home to the Titans this week. Will Levis has made a brilliant start to NFL life. We saw some incredible touchdown performances 2 weeks ago. Followed it up with an all right performance against the Steelers. But this matchup is panning out well, particularly against wide receiver matchups. We saw what happened for Houston against the Buccaneers last week. Dan Dell, Nico Collins, I think Noah Brown, Dalton Schultz, all with the high numbers. I think the three of the four got triple figures for receiving yards. And there was obviously some touchdowns in there as well. So this is one where Will Levis could zoom up and definitely get some big points here against the Buccaneers. Weakest against running backs, the Denver Broncos have conceded 30.4 fantasy points to the position. They are at Buffalo. So going from high altitude to probably a high level of chill factor, shall we say. The Broncos have actually tightened up on the ground compared to early in the season. However, 4.1 yards per carry is still pretty high, and that's averaging over the last three games. And opposing running backs have also seen good returns in the receiving game. So James Cook could really feast if Allen hits him with the ball out of the backfield here. I wouldn't expect Lenny Fournette to come in just yet. Latavius Murray is more of a runner. But you never know if Fournette is going to be pre-playoff Lenny. I couldn't count him out, but I would put money on it just being Cook at the moment. The Panthers, they were 27.4 fantasy points before last night. They sit in second. That was before last night, and we saw Donta Foreman manage another touchdown against him last night, and the Bears ran for 133 yards off 37 carries, which is above the average that they've seen this season. I can imagine the Panthers staying in here another week after what happened last night. The Arizona Cardinals, they are third, 24.5 fantasy points. They are at home to the Atlanta Falcons. There's a troubling backfield split here, and Algier has been seeing a good share of the action, particularly in the red zone. Both Baltimore and Cleveland passed the ball to their running backs in the last 2 weeks against the Cardinals with a decent return. So there is hope here for Bijan to be involved in that side of the thing. That is unless they decide that Cordero Patterson is going to be the passing running back in this game. I would really hope that that Arthur Smith decides to use Bijan the way he's supposed to be used, as a bell cow back. There is potential here for the running game to break through as well, like the Rams did in week 6. They went over 7 yards per carry throughout that whole game. There's a chance here for the Falcons to do the same against Arizona. Weakest against wide receivers. Top of the list is the Eagles. They are on a bye week, but they have conceded 38.4 points to the position. Let's quickly move on to the second place team. That is the Buccaneers. Like I said, home to Tennessee. We have seen Levis. I was going to call him Levi's then, but listening to a different podcast who have done. Levis has been slinging it. DeAndre Hopkins is naturally the one to look at, but Treylon Burks has been suffering from a concussion this week. So could we see Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? Could we see Chris Moore? Could we see Kyle Phillips? Now, Kyle Phillips saw a huge jump out of the slot last week with 5 targets, 4 receptions, and 68 yards. There's potential here that if they cover the deep ball or they cover Hopkins, then Phillips could be that next person. Will Levis has been looking really good with his second reads. So Kyle Phillips could be the guy to look at here. The Commanders, the Washington Commanders, they are third in this list. 34 fantasy points conceded to the position, like I said, away at the Seahawks. So good for whoever ends up fit out of the Seahawks room. Jackson Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett have been on the injury list this week. I think even DK Metcalf has as well. So make sure that you definitely look at who's there. This could be a key scene who gets the points. Could it be Jake Bobo? Yeah, I think we're all praying for a Jake Bobo week at some point. Week is against tight ends. The Bears, Chicago Bears, before last night, they were top of this list. 12.7 fantasy points conceded to the position. However, they contain the Panthers to 30 yards off 5 receptions, so I'm sure they won't be top at this list next week because that was a fairly steely performance against the Panthers' tight end group. The Bengals are 12.6 points. I can't recall actually who they're playing. It's because they're listed next in the list. They're playing the Texans. 12.5 fantasy points. So they're playing each other. Dalton Schultz is the guy to go for here, definitely. Last week's game did see Joe Burrow spread the targets out over the 3 tight ends of Smith, Drew Sample, and Tanner Hudson. They saw 13 targets between them. They didn't get over 50 yards each, whereas we all saw what happened with Dalton Schultz against the Bucs. So, you know, if CJ Stroud keeps elevating the players around him and Dalton Schultz is one of those players, you've definitely got to go for him here. Let's move on to our final segment, Flex of the Week. So last week, myself and Pitsy did give some recommendations to Lewis about our Flex of the Week. I chose Demario Douglas. Pitsy chose Tank Dell. Pitsy did end up beating me with his pick. I'm not sure who Lewis picked, but I would probably say that no one did better than Tank Dell. He had a game and a half with Stroud against the Bucs. However, that will be his last pick of the season, so he won't be able to pick anymore. He is holding the lead at the moment. We'll just have to see what happens. This week, I'm going to choose a player that we have talked about already, and that is Kyle Phillips. We've seen what Will Levis is doing with that offense. We've seen that the matchup looks good for those teams as well, not only in wide receivers, but in quarterbacks as well. I believe Will Levis's presence in the team is actually causing teams to make defensive changes. So that's something that a lot of teams may not have planned for at the start of the year. They'll be coming into this week going, we've got to make some changes here. Kyle Phillips has seen that tick up since Will Levis has joined the team. Treylon Burks might have been an obstacle here for some offensive snaps and some targets, but he is suffering from concussion and he has missed yesterday's practice, yesterday being Thursday. The status of his Friday practice is unknown at the moment, so there is a chance he might be back. But even if he's not, I'm still going to take a chance here on Kyle Phillips. He showed a lot of promise coming into this team, didn't ultimately fulfill it because of a combination of injuries and, you know, basically just nothing in the passing game. Times have changed. He seems to be fit. The passing game's here. Kyle Phillips is my pick for Flex of the Week this week. That is all for Fast Action Friday this week. Probably we're on 19 minutes at the moment. That's probably the fastest we've done for a while. I won't be here next week. As I've said previously, it's the Council Family Christmas. So Lewis will hopefully be back from his technological exile. Until then, folks, keep rushing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.